Every year, gosh, I guess usually in April, we get a chance to talk with Roger LeLever, who puts together the Know Your Ships book. And usually it's because he's coming up to Port Huron or Algonac for a book signing. That didn't happen this year. But the book is out and available, and we're very pleased to have Roger on the line with us this morning. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. We talk again.
We talk again. I knew that we had to talk this year because it's such a very different year. Other than not being able to make the rounds around the Great Lakes to sign copies of Know Your Ships, how has this year been different for the publication?
Well, the one big thing is most of my stores and outlets that sell the book are closed at the moment. So I have a front porch at home full of books waiting to ship out when those places reopen. But I'm still taking orders online through our website and by the phone and by mail. So a lot of books have gone out, but it's very quiet and a very different season for me. I miss meeting with everybody.
Oh, I bet. That's a big part of your spring every year. I just wonder about in terms of when this was out to be printed, because it was in March that the stay-at-home orders began and everybody sort of began to shelter in place. Did that impact any part of the production of the book at all?
No, I was really lucky because we took delivery of the book a week before the stay-at-home orders were issued. So I had the book. And the pre-orders I had, the labels were all stuck to envelopes, and they were ready to go in the mail right away, and they all went out right away. So that all went flawlessly. It was what happened next, and also that I was unable to go to Canada and take my orders over to the border, which has been remedied now, but in the beginning I couldn't do that trip.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so there you are with multiple copies of Know Your Ships. Let's talk about this year's book a little bit, mm-hmm. Roger. Who's your cover girl?
Oh, people love it. The Arthur M. Anderson, the famous Anderson. Very appropriate since you played the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald prior to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And remind us why.
Oh, well, the Anderson was the boat that went back out into that terrible storm. It sank the Fitzgerald and went out trying to look for any survivors.
Yeah.
So she's a hero.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. A lot of great old ships out there that just have wonderful histories, and you're able to not only share great photos of these ships, but also talk a bit about their histories.
Yeah, that's fun. You know, a couple of years ago, I added some sections to the book, and one of the sections was a historic freighter photo gallery, which has gotten bigger every year because people really, really like to see the pictures of these old timers that are gone. So it's a lot of fun to put all that together and sort through tons of pictures and choose what I'm going to get in that year. So I love those old boats.
You also, every year, Mark, you know, if there are boats that have been retired, new boats that are appearing on the Great Lakes, any comings and goings in 2020?
Well, let's see, what do we got coming and going? Not a whole lot of activity, really, on that front. The biggest news, I think, this year is the recent purchase of the American Steamship Company by a company called Rand Logistics, and they run those gray-hulled boats of the Lower Lakes Towing Company. So that's a huge change in ownership. Excuse me. But there's not going to be much of a change in appearances. The boats will still stay the same. We're expecting another Chinese-built Algoma Central boat coming over this year, and there's work at Bay Ship in Sturgeon Bay on a new smaller size self-unloading ship for the Interlake fleet, and she won't be out quite this year. And another large self-unloading barge called, of course, the Michigan Trader is expected to be coming out this year for Bay Ship as well. So a few new arrivals on the horizon.
You certainly get to know, I think, some of the folks that are on these freighters, and I wonder in this age of COVID-19 if their work has changed and how.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's different for Canadian ships than American ships, but they stick much closer to the boat. They're not allowed to get off. They have temperature checks. They have to practice social distancing. Now, they're not changing the crews as much. So pretty much after 14 days, if nobody gets sick, I guess you're fine. They kind of relax on that stuff a little bit. But I think the big change is everybody's really worried about their job. These boats serve the steel mills, and they're not making steel. So there's no demand for the cargo they carry. So we have boats that are gone back into winter layup for a while. One of my favorites, the Wolfwood Sites, is just arriving in Sturgeon Bay right now to tie up indefinitely. And three of the 13,000 footers on the lake, Zara Barker is one of them. She went back into layup. And American Century and American Integrity didn't come out at all this year. And we have our favorite cement boat, the Alpina. It's our oldest operating ship on the lake. She went back into layup because of lack of demand. And Lee H. Agurtha, another favorite, she's got back into layup. I suspect there's more of those coming down the road, and the sailors are very concerned about that. They're going to have a very short season this year.
Yeah, I would think so, and we'll certainly notice that in our freighter watching. It'll be a little less activity out there on the river, I'm afraid.
Well, one thing I will point out about that is that Canada has had an amazingly strong grain harvest last year, and the demand for grain products overseas is off the charts because of the pandemic. So there's a lot of freighter traffic in the saltwater end of it going up to get grain in Thunder Bay and Superior, and taking it back down to Montreal overseas. And I'm up in Sault Ste. Marie right now, and it seems like every other freighter I see go by is a salty right now.
Hmm. I'll be darned. We're talking with Roger LeLever, the publisher of Know Your Ships. The 2020 edition is out. It's our, by the way, our Made in Michigan Monday feature, because it is one of those great iconic Michigan publications that's available all throughout the Great Lakes. And we'll let you know how you can get your hands on a copy, because the place where you usually buy it may not be open right now. But Roger, I want to talk a little bit more about how you got into this line of work, how long this book has been published, and how long you've been involved with it.
We've been published since 1959, so 61 years. The book got started up in Sault Ste. Marie, which is where I'm at right now. It was founded by a fellow called Tom Mance, who wanted to make a little guidebook for people to look up information about the ships that pass their shores. So he started this little book. It was 44 pages. It was staple-bound. It was all in black and white. And along the line there, when I was a kid, probably 12 years old, I met this fella. And he was a photographer, and I was interested in that. One thing led to another, and he wound up kind of taking me under his wing and taught me how to take pictures of boats and make pictures in the dark room that he had down in his basement, to file negatives and what have you. And pretty soon I was hanging around and going on sales trips with them and what have you. So that's kind of how I met the guy. And meanwhile, time went by, and I went away to college and went to work in the journalism field in Michigan. I worked at the Ann Arbor News for about 30 years. And so anyway, Mr. Mance passed away in 1994, and he had set things up before he died that I could take over the production of the book. I did that since then, and now I'm happily semi-retired. So that's what I do now, is I publish Know Your Ships is my job, which, as any way you look at it, I'm a very lucky boat nerd.
It is a labor of love, isn't it?
Doing my dream job,
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just a part-time endeavor. I mean, you may get to set your own hours, but you spend all year putting this together, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I kind of depends on the time of year, or what hat I'm wearing. If it's the winter, I'm wearing my book production hat. And if it's spring, I'm wearing my publisher hat and my distribution hat. And if it's fall, I'm in my information gathering phase of all this. I'm kind of a one-man show, one of those one-man band things. So if you call on the phone, you're going to talk to me. If you write me a check, I'm the guy that takes it to the bank, and I do every aspect of the business. It's very hands-on. I have a number of people around the lakes that our volunteers for me. They send in pictures, and they help me with the listings and what have you. So it's kind of a collaborative effort in that area. But, you know, still when it comes down to it, I'm just a guy with a book who likes boats.
Well, I mean, that's oversimplified, I think, because you've got a very loyal following of people that love your book and interact with you in a lot of different ways, because unlike when you were a little kid growing up enjoying Know Your Ships, now you've got a lot of different ways to communicate with your readers.
Oh, absolutely. If they hadn't invented the Internet and somebody hadn't come along and invented PayPal, I'd be dead in the water right now. I would have no way to sell the books. And the other great thing is this thing called social media, love it or hate it. It is my lifeline to many of my customers, and it's how I keep people up to date on what's going on with Know Your Ships and with me and what have you. So that's great. When I was a kid up in the Sioux here in the 60s and 70s, I'd go down to take a boat picture at Mission Point there where we all like to gather, and there would be nobody there except me, or maybe, you know, one other person. And gosh, now the whole place, you got to get kind of elbow your way in, yeah, and get a picture, and all the people there are up here in the Sioux and all around the Great Lakes. So it's great. I always kind of say that it's funny because the fewer the boats we have now, the more people who seem to be interested in the boats. So it's an interesting paradox, but I'm glad it's happening. And
an awful lot of boat nerds, that's for sure.
Yeah. We are the boat nerds. We are legion.
So, Roger, this year, how can somebody get their hands on a copy of Know Your Ships if they aren't able to wander into the store where they usually buy it?
Well, I'll tell you, they can go on our website, knowyourships.com, and order there through PayPal. And also, if they go there, they can contact me by phone. I'm always happy to get a phone call. And on the website is also they can mail me a check. That's fine, too, old-fashioned. It works, and I like it. And I'm sorry, I got a little allergies going on.
No, that's all right.
But the other thing is that in your area, before all this lockdown hit, I was able to ship books up to the Barnes & Noble store there in Port Huron and the Lamplighter gift shop there at the Doubletree, and they have books ready to go the day that they can open the doors.
Sure hope that happens soon.
And when the Maritime Center opens, they'll have books there also. We're ready to hit the ground running with these things when things open up.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it as well. Roger, we really appreciate your time this morning. We really appreciate what you do putting out Know Your Ships every year. This is something that we always look forward to and are always happy to get the new copy of the book and follow all those great Great Lakes freighters that we've come to love over the years.
Well, yeah, that guy always said it keeps me off the streets.
There you go. Roger, a real pleasure talking to you.
Very nice to talk to you, Paul. You have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. What a guy. Roger Lelever, he's the editor, publisher, the one-man band that puts together Know Your Ships, and you can go on his website, order it, or wait for the stores to open. But an interesting, different kind of year for him. 754 here on WPHM.